Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We come in his name. We acknowledge that he is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our King. We acknowledge that he is above all and has all authority and power in heaven and earth. Over in and through our lives. We willfully bow today, surrender, and submit all areas of our lives. All that we are and all that we have, we submit it willingly to you. You, Heavenly Father, your Son, the Holy Spirit, the one true and living God, creator of heaven and earth, under your lordship, under your guidance, under your purposes, you are our master. We submit ourselves to you on this day. We commit our total allegiance to you for the rest of our lives, to do your work, to do your will, and obey you at all times. We give permission to you to rule, to guide, to keep, protect, and strengthen today. We bow before your awesome presence and your throne through Jesus Christ. We receive, embrace, and do keep the authority that you've given to us to live, to overcome, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, welcome to you today. Thank you for joining us. You're tuned in to the Maximum Radio Network. Our program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, on this wonderful morning. It's Tuesday, the 12th of November, another day in which to worship, live for him, show forth his praise and glory. If you're having a birthday today, well, please receive our blessing. God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. He wants to be and is gracious to you. And we trust that you'll receive his peace because he's giving it to you. Today, our episode, our prayer episode, is entitled, He is Power. And when we look in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 8, and we see him moving there, we are encouraged. And here is what is recorded there. Let's listen. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. I just would love to have us listen to a repeat of that. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth. That's Acts 1:8. That's Jesus. That's his desire. That's our King's purpose and plan. That's his glory, that you and I would be witnesses. And it's not simply speaking of us giving speeches per se. It may include that. It may include us vocalizing what we've experienced by him and through him. However, it also means that our lives will shine and must shine. And today, we want to take on the understanding that God has established his priority at the very beginning of creation, and he wants us to understand what he is about and what he's doing so that we are in agreement with him. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. And I was just sharing some thoughts on what I believe God is wanting us to focus on, particularly in our episode today of prayer. God does not want you to worry. Worry is a distraction. And we can easily, in the times in which we live, be distracted by worry. Here's what Jesus said. It's recorded in the 6th chapter in the 25th verse of Matthew. He said, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? That's important. The word worry there means to consume in thought, to establish as our first interest, our mental preoccupation, our priority, concern, fretting, fear of the unknown, and to rehearse the future over which we have no control. Our self-worth is more important than our basic needs and should never be sacrificed for the sake of those needs. So do not worry, according to Christ's words recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, verse 31 through 32. He says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all those things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. And the word pagans there implies that religion should not be motivated by the base drives of human need for food, water, clothes, shelter, and all of the things that we would normally think about. So God's number one priority for you and I is that we discover, understand, and enter the kingdom of heaven, which is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. There's no worry in the kingdom because the King is on his throne and he is ruling and he is responsible for your well-being. Therefore, there's no room for worry. I just thought I'd share that. I think we can use that on this day, which is Tuesday, November 12th, as we go forward. So thank you again for joining us. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you have an opportunity due to the fact that your line is open. We can hear you. Feel free to come forth with that, a praise report or a prayer request. You're always welcomed to do that. You will never be. Okay. Amen. So it sounds like someone is having a cold there. God bless you richly with health. Okay. Well, let us pray. Let us pray today. Let us pray for those that are on the front lines. Yesterday we prayed for veterans. We prayed for those that are serving in the military. Now, we want to pray for those that are on the front lines whom God has called and sent to advance his purposes, to share the news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to advance the kingdom among people in various parts of the earth. And they're doing that right now, even as we speak. And we want to pray for them. Some of them you may know. We just had a visit from some folk from Four Corners Ministry, and they are literally around the world, Four Corners. They go to the far reaches of the earth, Bhutan, Tibet, all kinds, Thailand, Cuba. They're all over. And it's no easy task. It may sound exotic, but it's not, because you're not in the comfort of your own home, and you have to cope from moment to moment with various cultures and the features of those cultures. And so you have to have a sense of being sent, a sense of being kept and watched over and protected from all manner of diseases, as well as all kinds of human circumstances. Let us pray for them right now. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us this day our daily bread. We thank you for watching and keeping us so that we are awake today after a good night's rest. We come to you now in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Lord, according to John chapter 14, chapter 13, to forgive our missionaries, to give their spouses, their children, under the age of accountability, of their sins, their trespasses, iniquities, and transgressions. We plead the atoning blood of Jesus over and around each of them right now. We think of Kevin and Denise Reed. Right now we know that they're on the road somewhere, going someplace to do what you have called them to do. Bless them now, wherever they are. Bless the other missionaries that you have sent out there, whether they're at home or abroad, whatever country they're in, whatever field they're in, whatever land that they're living in right now. We ask you to bless their accommodations and the atmosphere about them. In accordance with your will, we ask you to destroy all curses, all witchcraft, all divination, sorcery, bewitchment, words spoken against them, prayers that have been voiced against them, prayers that have been chanted and thought, and all of the power of those words that come against their liberty in you. We speak peace. We cancel every plot of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Every weapon formed falls to the ground, defeated, canceled, ineffective, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse these missionaries. Cleanse them all from all darkness and fill them with the light of your presence, even as they walk in dark places among people with dark thoughts and dark hearts, that they would shine brightly, emanating your glory, manifesting who you are, that you are not going to, that you are now King, in the name of Jesus. Bless them right now. Strengthen them wherever they are. Increase their faith and courage in the name of Jesus. So every dark work, every dark spirit, every demon, we send them back to the abyss where they originated in the name of Jesus. And Father, we loose your warring and ministering angels to surround these men and women and children of God. Surround them, shielding them from all of the foul and wicked demonic principalities and powers that they may encounter even now. We command all symptoms of any illness and manifestations of any diseases to cease right now in the name of Jesus, that your healing hand rests upon them right now in the name of Jesus. So we command everything that conspires against their well-being and the purposes for which you've raised them up to leave, to cease, to flee in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to increase their discernment, their spiritual discernment, their natural discernment, and send them forth that you would be glorified greatly in whatever territory and region they're in, and whatever people they're among right now, that those people groups will discover the glory and the righteousness that resides in you. So we proclaim that every evil, every stronghold, every principality and power that is torn down now, it's torn down over the regions where they are in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now, we see light coming forth as they move in the darkness, and the darkness flees from wherever they are, going back to the abyss. All the fear and doubt, unbelief, and their effects, adverse effects, chains and bondages are now broken in the name of Jesus. The captives are now free. They've heard the good news and the gospel, and The blind can now see.
Yes.
The ears of the deaf is opened now to the great news that is being declared. The sick and diseased healed in the name of the Lord himself, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you know, in your word, Lord, you said where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Now there exists liberty where these missionaries are right now. Your liberty among those people, because they are carrying the good news. You declared the decree in your word according to Psalm 2. You declare it. Your son, you said to him, ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. On behalf and with and in agreement with those missionaries right now, we agree with your declaration that the nations become the possession of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the earth is inheritance. We declare that same decree, souls set free, delivered out of the kingdom of darkness, their gates, their lands taken for Jesus, and their souls redeemed as his sons and daughters. They come into the kingdom of God with praise, glory, and honor to the King of Kings, your anointing, your anointed that has been set upon your holy hill, Zion, to rule and to reign forever. And he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, over all the earth. As you declared in your word, we are in agreement. We line up our desires, our thoughts, with that reality. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And we declare victory.
Amen.
For your missionaries, wherever they are.
Yes, Lord.
Every door that stands in their way, every wall, because they are breakers, and they're having breakthrough right now on this day, Tuesday, November the 12th, because this is your plan, your purpose. And we call it done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we call it done.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word and the confidence that you've given us that we place in your word based on the faith that you've given to us. We trust you. We know your word is true. It is yea and amen. Okay, if there's a prayer request, we would like to entertain that at this moment. If you have a prayer request, whatever it may be, now is the time. It's an opportunity for you to voice it and to have your prayers and the needs that's voicing that prayer to be met by heaven right now.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We're listening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Tammy. Yes.
Hi, Tammy. God bless you today. Welcome.
Yes, I just want to give thanks to God for all what he's doing with me. And I want to pray that he can, you know, do whatever he's doing with me, because I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do anything anymore. But I feel good, and I'm excited, and I just want to thank God just for what he's done for me thus far and what he's about to do for me. And I want to pray for, you know, have prayers out for my my family that he has given me, and I'm full of thanks and praise right now. You know, I'm excited. I'm just excited.
Well,
thank God.
Thank God for you. And I know that your Father in heaven, your King, your Lord, he has just heard what you said. He just heard what you said. And I can tell you, you are in a good place, a wonderful place. That is a place where you have a sense that there's nothing that you can do except give him thanks. And that's a place that we all should enjoy and occupy, because what that does, that leaves the agenda open for him to do whatever he has planned and is directing. And I can tell you from my own personal experience as a witness that that's a good place to be, where we feel weak, we feel helpless concerning ourselves. That leaves him having full permission. That's what you've done. You're giving him permission to do exactly what he has planned, and he has good plans for you. He has good thoughts.
I just feel so good that finally, it's like I've prayed for years for this to come upon me, and I wake up this morning from a little bit of sleep, and I feel revitalized. I'm ready to go. You know,
praise God.
I just feel like I'm in a new world, and I'm just going to accept it and run with it, and I'm stay with it.
Amen.
Let us
thank God for my wife and I. We have a close relationship with Tammy. We kind of adopted her like our daughter, and there was a spirit of humility that's upon her. She's coming from a place of a dry place and a dark place, and God is now renewing. She is like a plot of land that has now fresh plantings, and the plantings are
hallelujah.
We want to thank God for her right now, because he's doing a work. And it's the kind of work that if you're fortunate to be able to see it in just one person's life as they go from day to day, it's amazing to watch. And so now we're gonna give God praise. We worship you, Father. We thank you. We thank you because we were able to see, we were able to witness your hand of mercy, your hand of deliverance and renewal and restoration. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Tammy's life. We thank you for keeping her in the midst of any circumstances. We thank you for keeping her. Thank you for the favor. I'm hearing favor that you have sent before her, and favor that you have surrounding her, that no harm, hurt, or danger can come near, that you are working a significant purpose in her life, and it's about her glory, Lord, and what you have already planned from before she was born, and it's being made manifest. It's at work. It's a work in progress right now. We thank you for your hand, that is so instructive and constructive. We see the work, and we thank you, Lord, And Father, we are excited about what you're doing. We are anticipating the glory that is already coming forth. We thank you now. Bless Tammy. Keep her in perfect peace, no matter what, that nothing can separate her from your great love. Keep her in that confidence. Nothing can pluck her out of your hand, because you're in her hand. She's your keeping. She is kept by you and in you for you. So we thank you right now that all her needs are met in the name of Jesus. Every need is met. Her health is secure. Her shelter is secure. You said that aren't the birds fed and taken care of? Well, she is worth much more than that to you, Lord. And we thank you right now that the glory is coming forth. Your glory is coming forth from her life. In Jesus' name. Thank you for the great testimony, Lord, that you're creating right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Tammy, for sharing with us.
Yes, have a blessed day.
Yes, God bless you. And remember our conversation.
Yes, sir.
Make your move today. And know that God has gone ahead of you.
Amen.
You just have to follow. And the following.
I'm on my way now.
Amen.
I'm on my way.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Well, does anyone else have a prayer request or a praise report available to you? Yes.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning,
Sister Jennifer.
I would like to, first of all, give God praise and thanks for his mercy, for all that he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do.
Yes.
I thank God. Last Sunday, my eldest daughter came to church with me, and it was her birthday, and I did not ask her, but she willingly decided to come. Now, she has been recently reunited, because she was in another country, and so she had stopped going to church, and I had repeatedly tried to coerce her and encourage her that she should go back to church, and you know, find somewhere where she should go and worship, because that's the way I brought them up, and she had stopped going. So I just thank God that I know he's doing a work in her, and I just thank God that he said he never leave us nor forsake us, no matter what we do, no matter how far from him we might stray, that he is with us. So I give God thanks for that. I give God praise. I give him the glory. And I know that something great is going to come about in her life as she surrenders completely to his will. So I give him praise and thanks in advance for that.
God is answering your prayers. He is answering your prayers. He's also honoring you and honoring your faithfulness and commitment to serve him. And that's key. You just stay right on that track no matter what. And everything else has to line up according to his riches in glory. Everything has to line up. He has a purpose. He has an awesome purpose. So you can have the confidence that he is already at work. Already at work. The truth is, whatever God is going to do, he's already done it. It's just now that we have to come to a place where we can observe and discern as a manifestation of what he's done. He's already done it. It's a done deal. It's just that we have to continue to agree with him. He wants us to remind him of what he's already done. And what he's already, his promises are based upon what he has already done. See, we are locked into time. God is not locked into time. Time is his creation. We're locked into time. So we've got to wait and see. We've got to look and find out and all of that. He doesn't have to do that. He said today, I am power. I am power. Dunamis. That's the word from which dynamite comes. Hallelujah. Dynamite comes out of the word dunamis. He says, I am dynamite. I am power. Whatever it is that manifests itself in your thoughts is the most awesome power. He's that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you today.
I would also like to have a prayer request. I would like to lift up my friend Martin George, and just for God to give him a spirit of boldness in him, that he would begin to trust God even the more, and know that no matter what the circumstance, that God is in control. He sometimes gets a sense of like feeling down, and he cannot explain why he's feeling down, but he's feeling down, and I just know that that's a spirit of oppression, depression that, you know, is hovering over him and giving him like that spirit of fear. So I just want to lift him up this morning, that he would begin to just trust God even more, and know that all is well once he trusts God.
His name is Martin George.
Yes.
Father, we lift up Martin right now. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who's the lion of the tribe of Judah, we stand against the spirit of oppression and depression. In the name of Jesus, we command that spirit to leave and to flee, to go back to the abyss from which it originated. We bind the work of that spirit and all spirits like it in the life of Martin right now, that he would be filled with joy and peace. His life would light up for you. In Jesus' name, we speak peace. We send it to him right now, wherever he is. In the name of Jesus, we bless him and we curse the darkness that was to surround him. We close the door to the adversary and we open the door. We open and stir his atmosphere, allowing the King of Glory to come in and dwell and rule. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Sister Jennifer,
amen.
It's been occurring to me to ask you for quite some time now, and I don't know if I actually did already, but I would like to visit Rosemary. I just feel to do that, and I want to be obedient. So if you can text me. Of course, you want to get her permission. It is not. Mm-hmm. It is not our plan to show up unannounced. But I just feel urged to do that. The love of God is upon her and has surrounded her, and I believe this visit from us would affirm that in her spirit. And so if you can get that information to me by text, or I mean, you can call me too. You know, you have that access. Yeah, so I've been thinking about her, And I just want to see what God will do. You know, I just want to be obedient and following him.
Amen.
Well, God bless all of you today. Thank you for joining us. I mean that. I cannot tell you what a blessing you are, even to myself personally. And, of course, my wife. My wife's always on. You don't hear her, but she's always on. She's on it every day. And,
good morning,
and,
my baby. Good morning.
Yeah, she's on. But you all are a blessing. Please understand that. You are a blessing. Absolute blessing. And it's good to hear your voices. It's good to know that you're praying with us and for us. And we thank you so much. Our thanks cannot be uttered and explained to the extent that we feel. God bless you today. Walk with the King. Know that God has gone forth ahead of you. Have no fear. You are awesomely favored. You are divinely powered. Meaning God has energized you, and you're highly favored in heaven, and it shows up in earth, and it surrounds you, and you go before you. Therefore, you are blessed.
Yes.
You're blessed.
Yes.
You're too blessed
yes.
to be stressed.
All right. Shalom, everyone.
Have a blessed
Amen.
Day.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You, God bless you, Amen. And we will walk with the King to this day. And, yeah.
God bless
Amen.
You all. God bless everyone.
God bless you.